Do you ever buy insurance before going on vacation?
Sometimes.
You know, to protect against special cases of injury or theft? An insurance company in Britain has now compiled a list of the most ridiculous travel insurance claims made to them by vacationers.
Oh, this should be good.
Mickey Gordon program for Minded Radio. Thank you for listening today.
Yeah.
All right. These are some of these ridiculous insurance claims by vacationers. A vacationer whose false teeth fell out while he vomited over the side of a cruise ship put in a claim to his travel insurers for new dentures under lost baggage.
Yeah.
They actually paid.
No, believe it or not.
Other ridiculous vacation claims. Vacationers filed a claim for damages to the paint of their car after it was licked by a herd of cows.
What? A herd of cows?
That's crazy, man. Two children buried in their parents, two children buried their parents' camera in the sand to prevent it from being stolen while they went swimming. They couldn't remember where they buried it.
No.
So they needed to file a claim for it. Well, the insurance company paid. A young British traveler, distracted by the appearance of a group of women in bikinis, broke his nose when he walked into a bus shelter in Athens, Greece.
Oh, check that out.
I can understand that.
Yeah. Gotta love it.
The insurance company paid for his hospital bills.
Yeah.
A couple on their vacation in Malaysia returned to their room to find that monkeys had stolen their clothes and scattered them across the neighboring rainforest.
Yeah.
Fortunately, their insurance company paid the claim. Got some rejected claims here.
Yeah.
A family's camping vacation in Wales was ruined when a parachutist from a nearby airbase landed on their tent, destroying their equipment.
What are the odds of that?
Their insurer rejected their claims.
No, no. We ain't fixing it.
A skier who arrived in an alpine resort, only to find that there was very little snow, claimed for the cost of his new skis, saying that he had bought them before leaving Britain. His claim was rejected.
Yeah, he could use them later.
And a vacationer in Sri Lanka needed hospital treatment after a coconut fell on her head while she was reading in the shade below.
A lot of people get killed by those.
The insurer covered her medical expenses.
So, yeah. Hitting the head with a coconut.
Yep. Mickey Gordon program for Minded Radio. Thank you for joining us today. More stuff coming up.
You're listening to the Mickey Gordon program.
Probably time for our history lesson. From the Mickey Gordon program at iNet Radio. All right, 1865 on this date. Abraham Lincoln died after being shot the previous evening by John Wilkes Booth.
Oh, man.
Then Andrew Johnson became the 17th president of the United States.
Yeah.
So it was this date, 1865.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, that's terrible. Big piece of history, that's for sure. 1912, after hitting an iceberg on this date, or rather the previous day, the British passenger liner RMS Titanic sank in the North Atlantic.
Did they ever find Jack? I don't know.
So it struck the iceberg at like 11 at night and then sank at like 3 in the morning or 2 in the morning?
Yeah, 5 to 4 or something like that.
Thousands of people died. The water was 14 degrees.
Yeah.
1924 on this date, Rand McNally published its first road atlas. In 1955, Ray Kroc opened his first franchise of McDonald's restaurant in Des Plaines, Illinois.
Wow. And wasn't it the first McDonald's in California?
Yeah. But he's the one who, you know, started franchising.
Yeah.
1983 on this date, Flashdance, starring Jennifer Beals, opened in movie theaters throughout the U.S.
Yeah, that was a big one.
2001 on this date, after a truck trailer lost a wheel and crashed in New South Wales in Australia, 24,000 bottles of beer sank into the Tweed River near the town of Tweed Heads.
Yeah.
Suddenly, local residents appeared in full scuba gear and started retrieving the beer until police warned that they could be charged with theft.
Oh, man, I thought we were going to have a free drink-a-thon.
That's right. 2006 on this date in Salt Lake City, Utah. Police officers responding to a report of shots fired from a vehicle pulled up to talk to the suspects, only to have them speed away. Well, they weren't really speeding because the goofballs tried to flee but couldn't get their car above 35 miles per hour because in their haste to get away, they had forgotten to release the parking brake.
Uh-oh.
Who's having a bad day? That's right. 2010 on this date, volcanic ash from an eruption in Iceland led to the closure of airspace over most of Europe.
Yeah.
2013 on this date, two bombs exploded near the finish line of the Boston Marathon, killing three people and injuring 264 others. We all know the story of what followed.
Yeah, you got those brothers.
Yeah. And 2019 on this date, the Paris Cathedral, Notre Dame, caught fire.
Yeah, we all watched it live on television.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. All right, special events for this week coming up, along with more strange news. Thanks for joining us today. Mickey Golden from iNet Radio. Lots of events happening this week. So always try to keep you updated on that. National Volunteer Week this week. Animal Cruelty, Human Violence Awareness Week. Chemists Celebrate Earth Week this week. Pet ID Week. Undergraduate Research Week. Work Zone Safety Awareness Week. It's Patriots Day.
Yeah, in Boston. Right.
That's this week. Boston Marathon Day. Emmy Day. McDonald's Day. Micro Volunteering Day. Income Tax Pay Day.
Yeah, of course.
Jackie Robinson Day.
Yeah.
There's more.
Yeah.
Glazed Spiral Ham Day.
God, there's a lot.
Laundry Day, Rubber Eraser Day, That Sucks Day,
yeah.
Take a Wild Guess Day, Titanic Remembrance Day, and World Art Day.
Wow, a lot going on, that's for sure, yeah.
Birthdays, Julia Butters from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, 15.
Yeah, don't even know who that is.
You probably would if you saw her picture. Massey Williams from Game of Thrones, 27. Emma Watson from Little Women and the Harry Potter movies, 34. Seth Rogen, 42.
Yeah.
Luke Evans from The Hobbit, 45.
Yeah.
Cooper Barnes from Henry Danger, 45. Former Olympic swimmer Derek Torres, 57. Emma Thompson is 65. And Michael Tucci from Grease and Diagnosis Murder, 78 years old today. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Lottery fun coming up. Mickey Gordon. quite famous Mickey Gordon program from Minded Radio. They bring you the news that other people don't.
All the crazy stuff, the stuff you might miss.
I'm Mickey Gordon. We got Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw, my producer, sidekick here.
Thank you so much. Always good to be here.
We got President Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah, we're here just hanging out in the studio, having a good time. It's good. Gets me out of the house. Hill's at DEF CON 3 today.
Oh, jeez.
Little moody?
Yeah, you know. So.
Then we got the Professor Fatso Piani, legendary rock and roll DJ.
Hey, your man, it's a daddy always good to be rocking it out with you.
Yeah. So, boy named Sue running your equipment. Ronald Demerson, our voice guy.
Yeah. Yes.
Lottery fun here, kids. A Michigan woman found a life-changing email sitting in her junk folder, alerting her to a lottery prize she had won in a second-chance drawing.
Wow.
The woman was checking her junk folder when she found the email informing her of her prize. And it was actually the second time the lottery had tried to reach out to her. The first time was when the lottery had left her a voicemail, but she chose to ignore it, thinking it was not real. But the initial voicemail she received, despite her thinking it was phony, may have prompted her to take a closer look in her email again. While there was nothing in her inbox, she did discover the message in her junk folder. When she read it, she immediately called the Michigan Lottery office to see if it was legit. It was. She won $227,383.
Not bad.
And she almost missed it. Mm-hmm. Aviation fun.
Yeah.
From the Mickey Gordon program.
Right.
A passenger on a 3-hour Air New Zealand flight from Auckland to Sydney Airport made headlines for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
The 53-year-old man was fined $600 for engaging in offensive behavior after he decided to relieve himself in a cup during a delay in deplaning.
What? Wow.
According to reports, the man seated in the window seat brazenly urinated in a cup while the plane waited on the tarmac for a terminal gate assignment.
No.
But the passenger's disruptive behavior did not end there.
No. Oh, I mean there's more.
Yeah. Upon exiting the aircraft, he accidentally spilled urine on a flight attendant.
Gnarly.
Al, you can't make this stuff up.
No.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Thank you for listening today.
Listen every day to the Mickey Gordon program.
Come on, man.
You're gonna love it.
We got some happy news here.
Yeah, kind of happy.
Yeah. It's a nice, sweet story out of Alabama.
Yeah.
Emery Johnson has captured the hearts with her lemonade stand. She raised nearly $10,000 to pay for her late mother's headstone.
Oh, man. That's cool.
It's terrible that happened, but cool that she raised the money, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, I sent her a note. After her mother's sudden passing last month, the resourceful 7-year-old took action by selling lemonade at $1 per cup to cover funeral costs.
Yeah.
Well, her heartfelt endeavor has now quickly gained momentum as the community rallied behind her cause.
I like that.
The young entrepreneur's lemonade stand attracted a diverse crowd, including police officers, judges, and healthcare professionals, all showing their support for her noble mission.
Yeah, getting that headstone.
Well, the overwhelming response from the community has not only helped her exceed her fundraising goal, but has also led to a generous offer. that came from a monument company to donate a headstone for her mother. Actually, there were multiple attempted donations.
Wow, that's very cool. Wow.
So that's a happy story coming out of something kind of sad.
Yeah, that's true.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Now, some NASA stuff. Their lunar reconnaissance orbiter recently captured an intriguing image of an object zipping around the moon's surface. This sparked curiosity and speculation among space enthusiasts.
Really?
That's kind of wild.
As it turns out, the mysterious lunar traveler is not an extraterrestrial visitor, but rather a human-made spacecraft.
They didn't know it was there.
No. The Korea Pathfinder Lunar Orbiter, or KPLO, also known as Dannery, was zipping around the moon's surface.
So there's stuff happening up there we don't know about.
Yeah. The KPLO, launched by the Korea Aerospace Research Institute, is on a mission to explore the moon and pave the way for future lunar expeditions.
So they thought they saw, like, alien stuff, but it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Gator stuff. Straight out of Florida, I think. That's coming up. Thanks for being here today. Hey, y'all. Wow, it's Mickey Gordon. Mary Hollenbeck.
Who's Mary?
Mary's this woman in Florida. Mary Hollenbeck heard a banging on her front screen door. Little did she know that the culprit behind the commotion was a nearly 8-foot-long alligator making itself at home.
Wow. That's life in Florida, man. You turn around, there'd be a gator.
Hollenbeck's initial confusion quickly turned to disbelief as she realized the source of the noise.
Right.
She quickly dialed 911 for assistance from the local sheriff's deputies and the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission officers.
Yeah, they all showed up.
Yeah, they were there.
Yeah.
The 7-foot, 11-inch long gator had managed to navigate its way from a nearby pond, traversing 2 yards and even crossing a street to end up inside Ms. Hollenbeck's residence.
Wow. It was in the kitchen.
Guess it came through the dog door or something like that.
No. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Thank you for listening today. You take care.
Mickey Gordon on iNet Radio. Listen now.
That's the Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. With Mickey Gordon, Magic Mark Trigasaw Rickshaw, the Professor Fetzer Puny, President Bill Clinton, and a boy named Sue. This is Ronald Demerson, studio announcer. The Mickey Gordon program. Copyright 2024, Internetwork.
iNet Radio.